What's in your coffee? Charo, come on, were you born over a span of 10 years? Jesus.
And tell me, why is Britney Spears breaking up with her husband? And what the fuck is she gonna do next?
Miss DC's autistic? Oh, first ever.
Am I the last person to know about Anne Hathaway's vagina?
Why can't I find any fucking crispy M&Ms anywhere?
And Jesus Christ, Taylor Swift, can't you keep one fucking boyfriend?
Also, is there a planet like Avatar somewhere out there in the solar system? Find out who our hottie of the week is, who our queen of the week is here on Coffee with Queens. My name is Kid with a Whip.
And I'm Frosty Flakes.
How do you take your coffee?
Shit, that's hot.
Boom. Back on schedule. Actually recording.
Yay.
Are we on schedule?
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, our podcasts come out anywhere in between every 7 days to every...
12 years. Beat you to it. Zow!
Oh, it's like you read my mind or something.
It's like we sometimes finish each other's...
Share songs.
I was going to say sandwiches.
Oh.
Ladies and ladies, followed by homosexuals and goobly-gowers.
Goobly-gowers.
Welcome back to Coffee with Queens, which is just like The View, except no oogly people.
I just like to say the beginning of our podcast is probably the most important part of our podcast, because it's the only part that several people listen to. They're like, so let's say interesting things at the beginning of our podcast so people will stay tuned. Like,
can you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear that. Nice. We have to say interesting things.
That was interesting.
You're smoking pot into the microphone?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say...
We're recording from Colorado.
I'm going to say, in this podcast, we are going to talk about the Hitler's baby. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Hitler's baby. We're also going to talk about... What do you want to talk about, Caldwell? Oh, I used your real name. That's that.
I don't know, Adam. What do you want to
talk about? Oh, you bitch. Now I have to go and edit this and bleep our names out.
You leave my name.
My name is Frosty Flakes, by the way.
My name is Kitten with a Whip. / Caldwell. I don't mind being known as Caldwell. It doesn't bother me.
I just don't want the government to find me.
Oh, honey. I love that you think I don't work for the CIA. I love that you just assume.
Which, by the way, Marty Gold Cummings today posted on his Facebook wall.
Which is a stupid drag name. Why did he choose that? His real name is LaVonda Bridges. But for drag, he chooses Marty Gold Cummings.
He posted that he got a flu shot today, and I was like, now the government's going to know where you are at all times.
I don't fuck with flu shots.
I don't fuck with them either.
I don't trust it. It's the mark of the beast. When you grow up Southern Baptist, you believe anything can be the mark of the beast.
Really?
Everything's the mark of the beast. You know, they're putting, like, the one family had chips under their arms?
What?
Well, here's the thing. Any new passport, like a passport made after, like, 2004, has a chip in it.
Oh, yeah.
This is... the predecessor to the mark of the beast, and they're saying that they're going to be able to do the same thing under your skin. And one family got it. What they do it to dogs too. Dogs can get this, so you can find your dog if he gets lost.
Well, no, I don't think it's a tracking device so much as when you
it's an ID and everything. But
it's an ID. It's like, so if you find a dog and take it to the vet, they have a scanner, and if your dog has a chip, it'll say, "Oh, this dog belongs to so and so and so and so," which is weird because I know a family named so and so and so and so.
Nice. So and so and so and so.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they live on so and so lane.
Oh yeah. But that's
it'd be really hard to find them.
That's the mark of the beast, girl.
I'm not having nothing to do with it.
You wouldn't have it done?
What, the chip?
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna drink some more of your beverage that you went downstairs and got for yourself
after you said you didn't want anything. So we ended our last podcast by saying,
girlfriend, I don't want a steak. Can I have some of your steak?
Yeah,
I don't really want, let me just get a little bit of yours. Order something I want.
Something else. I'm not gonna finish this whole thing. Do you want to split it?
I'm like, my favorite thing that girls say is this: guys, if I order French fries, who's gonna help me eat them? Why do girls always say I can't eat these fries by myself? That's amazing.
Can I get like a fry? No, we ended this last podcast by saying we were gonna go. First of all, we were gonna bleach your head, and then we were going to dye it a certain color, either red or blue. And
we did all of them.
We did, kinda. Because it's funny, because it's true. No, we did bleach your head, and then the intent was to color it purple. And
like Whoopi Goldberg,
there is some purple in your hair.
Yeah, I have hints of purple.
You do.
And snowflakes on whiskers and mittens on kittens, all on top of my head. No, my hair is a disaster. It's a war zone. It's a fucking battlefield. I've actually gotten quite used to it, though. It doesn't bother me anymore. I'm like, yeah. I took a guy home last night. He had purple hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you openly admitting on this podcast that you are? Who are?
No, we didn't have sex.
What did you guys do?
We played apples to apples. Can you imagine if a guy took you home and played apples to apples?
I've done that before. Not apples to apples, Candyland. I'm classy.
Shoots and ladders.
Oh man, no, I've totally done that before. I'm not gonna lie.
No, we did not play apples to apples, but we didn't do it. But he came to my casa.
Did you guys see each other naked?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think we can get him back in the studio and we can get him naked and then we can say what's wrong with him?
There's nothing wrong with him.
Well, I mean, we'll be like Howard Stern.
Oh, we have Janice here now.
We do have Janice in the studio. We can get her naked.
I'll talk to Janice like Howard Stern does.
Okay. Janice, can you get in here and get naked?
Wow, it's sweet pussy you got there. Nice and tight. Let me stick my fingers inside of it. Oh, wow. It's so dry, though. How do I turn you on? Yeah, look at that nice ass. Look at that nice ass. Robin, what do you think about that nice ass, Robin?
Oh, I think it's great.
Oh, nice. How about you, Beetlejuice, weird black midget who comes on my show? What's with that guy, by the way?
I only know Robin and Howard. I don't know Beetlejuice guy.
You don't know Beetlejuice?
Mm-mm.
Girl.
I know nothing about him.
G.U. Earl. Let me show you Beetlejuice. He's something else. Beetlejuice is this...
If you show me an actual picture of Beetlejuice, I'm going to be pissed.
No, I'm going to show you Michael Keaton. He's this weird looking, like, he's... I don't want to say it, but actually I do. He's an ugly midget. He's just an ugly black midget.
There goes our midget followers.
There he is.
I'm sorry, small people. Oh my God.
He's hideous, right?
Oh, he's gross. I'll post a picture on coffeewithqueens.com. He is an American hero.
I'll tell you what he is. He has a face for radio. That's what he has, and he's literally
on
radio. But the thing is, I feel like he might be dead. So.
Talking ill of dead people. What's next? We're going to talk about Whitney Houston. Speaking of which,
anyway, if you're ugly when you're alive, you're ugly when you're dead, too. Even more so, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Unless the issue was your skin. You had, like, a skin condition. No, he's still alive. He's 44 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that.
But he's a disaster. His name is Lester Napoleon Green.
You know what movie I rewatched this past week and I'm obsessed with it?
What?
Paris is Burning.
Oh, nice. I love that. I love that show. The young guy who's like, I would never join the house of LaBeija. He is hot.
Oh, and alive. The only one.
He probably doesn't look that hot anymore, though. You know, Pepper LaBeija died like a couple years, like maybe about
2003.
Less than a decade ago.
It was 2003. So exactly a decade ago.
But she died of, like, diabetes.
Oh, her and Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle's not dead.
So Pepper LaBeija and Patti LaBelle. Maybe there's a connection there.
Pepper LaBelgia?
Pepper LaBelgia.
Pepper LaBeija, she died of... She was, like, in a wheelchair. She was still painting in her fucking wheelchair.
Work.
I was wondering, if I ever got injured, would I keep doing drag?
I'm barely still doing drag at this point.
I don't do anything.
I don't even put makeup on my eyes anymore.
I know. Not only that, but you're like going out into the world prophesizing, getting other people to not put makeup on either. Try the ways of the simplistic drag queen.
It's a simple beat. You stick on eyelashes, nobody notices you don't have any eye makeup on.
Tell us about this queen.
Which queen?
Her.
Dorian Corey. Everybody know. Well, Dorian Corey was one of the heavily featured queens in Paris is Burning.
But notice she never had interaction with any of the other queens.
No. Well, no. Only during the actual ball. She got on the microphone and she was like the voice of wisdom. And because some guy was going off or something, she was like, hey, 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 listen here. Listen here. And she's, like, putting on her makeup for an hour and 15 minutes of this film. Actually, it's just her highlight above her or below her eyebrow.
Yes.
That she's doing for, like, an hour and a half throughout this movie. It's fucking hilarious. And long story short, she's my favorite in the movie, by the way.
I also love the quote that she has when she goes, I don't tell you ugly. I don't have to tell you because you know you're ugly.
Yeah, she's talking about when you're throwing shade. And at the end of the movie, the movie ends with her quoting her quote. And it says, she says... And if you shoot an arrow real high, hooray! Or if you shoot an arrow and it goes real high, hooray for you. But anyways, long story short, Paris is Burning, released in 1990, and 3 years later she passed away. And when she when they went into her apartment, in her closet they found a mummified body. They found a mummified body. And a note was on this body, and it said, "This poor soul tried to rob me. May he rest in peace." So this motherfucker climbed in her window, and she shanked the bitch, wrapped him in fake leather, stuffed him in a suitcase, stuck a note on him, shoved it in the closet, and called it a day.
That's crazy. That's kind
of now,
fair.
Of course, this is all old news.
No, he was shot in the head.
He was shot in the head?
Yeah.
So she shot him in the
head. Shot in the head, wrapped in fake leather, and stuffed in a suitcase. It is only discovered until after her death. I like to hope that it happened at least like 2 days before she died. Not that she had a body like in her closet.
No, because it was halfway decomposed.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Girl, she was gangster.
Let me read this.
I knew she was my favorite for a reason.
When the body was halfway between mummified and decomposed, when you have all its wrapping, no air is getting into it. And he explains, but it's still losing liquid out of his body, so the body sort of floats up in its own soup. The skin was in very bad shape. It was like old fabric. If you touch it, it's going to fall apart. That's disgusting.
So you get E6000.
This is...
Old fabric.
Lord of mercy. I mean, I feel like if someone robbed me, I would just like, if I shot them, I'd call the cops.
Well, you have to understand. I mean, first, okay, this was like the late 80s that this happened. This is the late 80s. A black tranny.
Black life. She's not black.
Look, she was going to jail.
She's Barack Obama black.
She was going to jail, and that was it. That was it.
Yeah, if you came to arrest her with your attitude, what if I showed up? I say, no, it's okay.
Black people are going to be cops in the late 80s.
Okay, totally. I saw some movies. You see Police Academy?
If you showed up to Dorian Corey's apartment doing that.
I'm like, I just killed someone. But the fact that she put a note on him.
This poor soul tried to rob me. This poor soul tried to rob me. May he rest in peace. Something to that effect. But yeah, she was an interesting woman. Absolutely interesting.
Yeah, wild.
Anyways. Okay, so for our listeners, if you've never seen Paris is Burning, you can see it on YouTube for free. It's an hour and 15 minutes.
It's wonderful, too.
And it's totally worth it. It's totally worth it.
And you'll also realize where all these gay quotes come from.
Yeah, and it's just a documentary about the late 80s and the ball scene in New York City. It's very interesting.
I just found out that the entire series of Lost is on Hulu, so fuck you, Hulu, for ruining my week. Now I won't get anything
accomplished. Don't do it to yourself, girl. Anybody listening to this podcast who's seen the ending of Lost knows, not get yourself involved.
Stop ruining the fucking ending for me. Gosh.
No, let me tell you what happens.
Okay. No, stop.
Just listen to me. So this is what happens. So
are you going to tell me?
Everybody is sitting in an Italian diner, and Tony is sitting there, and he's eating his spaghetti, and then a car pulls up, and you just see a car pull up to the curb, and then the screen goes black.
Is that what happened on The Sopranos?
That's The Sopranos, yeah.
I thought they were in a car when the screen would fade to black.
No. They were in a restaurant, and you see a car pull up to the curb of the restaurant.
I also know nothing about The Sopranos.
Apparently, like, theories are Tony was going to be shot.
It's kind of like Frankenstein. The book Frankenstein, the monster just floats away onto an iceberg in the end of the book.
I hate shitty endings. I really do.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is one of the most popular books in the world.
Hollywood is getting so fucking lazy with this whole make your own ending scenario. We're not going to write one for you.
Who's done that?
Oh my God. Case 39 with Renee Zellweger. That was another one. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but also
Frankenstein was a long time ago.
Other shitty endings include Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
shitty ending.
Not a good ending.
What else was Spanglish with Adam Sandler?
Refuse to watch it.
Shitty ending.
I can't watch any movie.
And you know what it is?
So seriously.
It's because you get emotionally involved for 2 hours, and you sit there, and you're just totally in it. And when they don't leave you with a feel-good feeling, you feel robbed.
For me, it doesn't have to be a feel-good feeling.
It has to be a feel-good feeling.
For me, everyone could die, and I'll be happy with that. As long as there's a resolution.
I go to a movie because I have pent-up anger at the world, and I need to cry a little bit, laugh, and feel better about myself. That's what I need. This is why I used to watch Jerry Springer.
And why I love Rent so much, because everyone dies.
No, not everybody. One person dies in Rent.
One important person. How dare you? Me, me.
Was it you the other day who's, what was the line? It's like, I die for a taste of what Angel had. And somebody was just like, AIDS? You die for what Angel had. Angel had AIDS.
Ironically, she died for a taste of it too. She's not a real person. But yeah, I don't mind a shitty ending to a movie. Speaking of taking people seriously, by the way, speaking of shitty endings to a movie, how about Les Mis?
Didn't see it. Spoiler alert.
First of all, Les Mis is anyone who Les Mis the movie. You don't know Les Mis?
No.
Well then, never mind. I don't want to ruin it for anyone. I felt like everyone knew Les Mis though, because one of those plays. Les Mis was considered one of the most popular play in the world. You realize that?
Okay.
So, so I thought everyone knew, but I guess I don't want to like ruin anything for anyone.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a great fucking show. And by the way, Anne Hathaway was amazing in the movie.
Well, since we're on the topic, let's talk about Anne Hathaway.
What about her?
Apparently, like a month ago, and we're completely late on this story, but she was stepping out. She pulled a Paris Hilton / Britney Spears where she was stepping out of a car, and she showed her hoo-ha.
Anne Hathaway lost a lot of weight for the movie, Les Mis. She was eating a square of oatmeal paste a day.
Which is ironic, because that's exactly what her vagina looked like.
A square of oatmeal paste?
Yeah.
Or what you eat.
Yeah.
No, for whatever reason, I have no interest in Anne Hathaway's vagina.
Well, the only reason I'm talking about it is because Joan Rivers just tweeted a picture. She had, like, a giant foam vagina in between her legs, and she tweeted it, and she says, look, I'm Anne Hathaway.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But she was a month late, like we are.
I like Joan Rivers. I've recently joined Twitter.
Congratulations.
And I rejoined it because I joined like a year ago, but I forgot my password.
So this is like when you relapse and you have to reintroduce yourself into AA?
Basically. So my new Twitter handle is That One Queen. Who's That One Queen? Oh, yeah, That One Queen.
Welcome back, kitten. Welcome back.
It's good to be here. I hate long hashtags on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
This club is a haunted house is the hashtag.
That's the hashtag.
This club is a haunted house.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious hashtag.
So I follow on Twitter. Michelle Visage tweeted me.
Oh.
Latrice Royale tweeted me.
Oh.
And Barack Obama tweeted me.
Look at that.
Okay, I lied about Barack Obama.
What did Michelle Visage tweet you?
I tweeted her. I said, I'm happy to be following Michelle Visage. She tweeted back, it's great to have you follow me. And then I tweeted a picture of Latrice Royale where I photoshopped her into a precious poster.
Uh-huh.
And then Latrice wrote back and said, this is so cute.
Did she?
Yeah.
Do you think these are automated responses?
No. They're not famous enough to have automated responses.
No?
No. Cher does her own tweets.
Cher does her own.
Cher actually does her
own
tweets.
They may do their actual own original tweets, but I'm talking about like response tweets.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was said so cute to everything that she was tagged in. Who knows what she'd be saying cute to after a while.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, yeah, I just don't think they're famous enough to have automatic tweets at this point. Like, yeah, just no. You can schedule tweets, though.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that.
But you can't schedule them in response to certain pictures and stuff.
Which is creepy, because if you die and you still tweet about your show, that's really weird.
You know what's interesting? I was recently watching Sahara Davenport passed away recently, and but someone is running her Twitter for her.
Oh, somebody is running her Twitter?
Yeah, so she still tweets.
That's really creeper doodle, dude.
But yeah, and I can't remember like, but it's usually stuff like go see my memorial, like not my memorial show, but it's not tweeting from her perspective. It's like go see the Sahara Davenport memorial. Sahara Davenport touched a lot of people's lives, stuff like that.
Okay, well that's good then. I mean, if it was first person, that's a little creepy.
One time when I was in MySpace, people used to get their MySpace is easily hacked.
Yeah.
And I had a dead friend tweet me. MySpace me. She wrote me on Facebook. MySpace, I mean. And tried to sell me some shoes. And I was like, well, this is ridiculous. I'm not, even though you're dead, and I should show you respect, I'm not buying any shoes from you still.
Oh, my God.
Her name, I can't remember her name for the life of me. I can't remember
Lindsay.
Her name. No, it was like, I can't remember. This is really bad that I can't remember her name. And I can't look her up because they killed her Facebook. Did you know that in 100 years, Facebook will have about, in about 100 years, they estimated, Facebook will have over 500,000 profiles of dead people.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You know, I thought they delete those profiles.
But the old ones, they don't, I think. Like there's new technology. Old technology, for example, with old technology, your name can be anything you want on Facebook. Your name can be literally anything. I have a friend whose name was Velociraptor Will Eat You. And they wouldn't let me be kitten with a whip. Which is like shenanigans.
Well, it's part of their plan, girl.
What?
They don't like gay people.
Really?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook loves gay people. They have to at this point.
Oh, well, at this point.
Gay people are the fucking... Unless you're, like, religious, blocking out gay people is the worst plan ever. And even if you're religious, because gay people are, like, who do you think the choir's made of?
Who run this world?
Gays. And Jews.
Girl. And Jews.
And rich white men.
Jews.
There we go. All right, what stories do you have, girl?
All right, wait
1 second.
Let's see what's on the board.
What's on the board?
Okay, so this is what we got. Well, first of all, I didn't even have this, but Kesha.
Love her.
Okay, so you remember how they killed her last song, Die Young?
All I heard was, you know how they killed her, and I was like, what? What? Don't joke.
So they killed her last song, Die Young, because of
which was a great song.
Because of the Newtown shootings. And so she really quickly made a video and released her next single, which is Come On, Come On. And the video's out. It's absolutely hilarious. So just go and check it out.
She tweeted, I follow her on Twitter too. It's her favorite video yet.
Oh, no, it's hilarious. It's really funny.
I will say this, though, which is really fucking irritating. I did not realize that there was like a deluxe version of her album. And a friend of mine, I was listening to this album, and I heard the song, like My Corvette or...
My Trans Am.
Trans Am. Gold Trans Am.
Yeah, Gold Trans Am.
And I was like, this
Slam,
song is
bam.
Amazing.
You haven't heard this?
It's not, I didn't get the deluxe, I didn't know there was a deluxe edition.
That's why you gotta download this shit off YouTube like the rest of us, asshole.
Well, I paid for like a human being. A human being.
Yeah.
There's a new show called The Nick Kroll Show, by the way.
There's a what?
It's a new show. It's kind of like, have you heard of Key and Peele?
No. I mean, I've heard of it. I don't know
what
it is.
They're both on Mad TV, but they have probably the funniest sketch comedy show right now. Anyway, there's a new show called The Nick Kroll. It's called The Kroll Show.
Okay.
About comedian Nick Kroll. It's not funny, but they do a spoof of how shows are like, my name is Liz, and I just want to have fun all the time and live life free. And my name is Liz, but I'm much more careful and responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And we run a PR firm. It's called Publicity. And it's like, it's based off our names. Anyway, it's these two girls who like always talk like this. And they're always like, oh my God.
You know what that's called?
What?
The California Burn.
What is that?
When you, at the end of every sentence.
Oh, well, I think it's amazing. I can't stop talking like that. I keep saying, oh my, first of all, so you can't say, oh my God. You have to say, oh my God.
Yeah, California Burn.
And you're like, that's amazing.
There's the California Burn, and then there's the question punctuation, which is, so I was walking down the street the other day, and I saw this kitty cat, and it was black, and I really liked it. It's three question, one punctuation.
I can't stop. Every time I talk to them, they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. Wow.
Can you imagine doing the question punctuation with the California Burn?
Oh my God, is that a brand new shirt? It is really adorable. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
You're so stupid.
You gotta say, oh, amazing.
Oh, amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh my god. All right, so from Kesha to Britney Spears is in the headlines a lot right now, and you know what, it's really pissing me off. Tonight when I was doing research for the board on what we're gonna talk about, it was like, the fucking Golden Globes are on right now, so everything is red carpet gown bullshit, who's wearing what, and it fucking pisses me off because I don't want to talk about that shit. Who cares I don't
you
care.
Realize that award shows are when most of the drama happens. That's where you used to get all your drama, the award shows, because paparazzi wasn't following people around the way. You didn't have cell phones to capture every waking moment of someone's life, so you had to just catch your drama at the fucking award shows.
And thank God for Joan Rivers for making it more dramatastic than it actually was, but when I don't care.
Kathy Griffin at New Year's trying to suck Anderson Cooper's dick. Did you see that?
Which was hilarious, yes. But thank God for that, and I don't care how many different gowns Sophia ever got or wore, but... I was able to find a lot of news about Britney Spears. Thank God she's not part of the Golden Globes or the Oscars or anything, but she's in the headlines.
She has no talent.
Because she has broken off her engagement with her hubby. And so Jason Tarwick, who was her manager, her husband, or her fiancé, and also one of her legal guardians.
It's time for Britney Spears to call it quits. I really believe so.
What do you mean? Like, kill herself?
No. Can you calm down? No,
just call it like, quits. Just fucking kill yourself.
Leave the business. Like, go open up a cute little thrift store in WeHo or own a diner. But like, you got to get out of the TV.
I thought you were gonna say that, so I'm gonna back it up with this story.
Why?
Well, she pulled what I like to call a drag queen move.
She snatched the wig off in a desperate move to entertain the audience?
No, she quit before she got fired.
Oh, from the X Factor.
Yeah, X Factor. She's just like, I'm just going to quit, which is totally fine because you know what she's doing next?
What?
She's getting her own show in Las Vegas. Like a Celine Dion-esque show.
No, it's time to just like, I really feel for Britney. It's just time to just be a person. Because, I mean, it's going to come to, but she's going to end up being a fucking Michael Jackson who never had a life, even though Michael Jackson had even less of a life than she did.
Well, let me tell you something. Celine Dion, you know how much Celine Dion got paid to do her show a year?
A lot of money, I'm sure.
Just take a stab in the dark.
$12 million.
That's a nice stab in the dark. She got paid somewhere in between $50 and $70 million.
Wow.
$1 million.
I was going to say thousand. Could you imagine how shitty that would be?
Britney Spears is getting paid over $100 million a year to do this Vegas show. So telling her to go sit down, I think she has some words for
you.
But
the thing is, she doesn't need that money.
She doesn't need that money, but you know what? It's there.
I mean, that
you know. Let me tell you something. There are times when I also do not need money. My rent is paid. I have a monthly Metro card. But I'll be walking down the street and I see a $100 bill. I'm gonna pick it up. I don't need that money.
See, seeing a $100 bill and performing for an entire year contract are not the same thing.
No, these are years contract. Years.
Oh yeah, yeah. That, yes, finding a $100 bill and performing for the next couple of years. That's just two completely different things.
Do you think Britney Spears would
pick
up $100 bill?
If she found $100 million in the street, that's one thing.
Do you think she would pick up a $100 bill if she saw it on the street?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga said that Lady Gaga tweeted, I hate when I try to haggle prices and people look at me like I'm crazy. She's like, I'm a New Yorker. But Lady Gaga still haggles prices.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. I kind of like it.
I would too. I'm like, just because I have all my money doesn't mean you can have all my fucking. It's just like whenever I see a homeless person which I don't always have more money than they do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But even if I do, it doesn't mean you just get it.
Ari Kiki, who is a New York City nightlife drag queen and also one of our previous Queen of the Week, posted on her Facebook the other day. She was just like, I'm getting sick and tired of homeless people above 96th Street asking for change. Why the fuck do you think we're living above 96th Street?
Girl. Speaking of which, how about that thing we saw today about the homeless woman?
Oh, yeah. There was a report.
Like CNN or something?
I don't know what news channel it was, but they did this report. They saw this lady walking down Fifth Avenue, and she was a panhandler. And the thing was that she was, like, hunched over, and she had these special crutches. And she's just, like, walking up and down the street, collecting money from people with her cup. And these news people were suspicious, so they decided to follow her around. And, you know, around, I don't know, 7 o'clock at night, they followed her. She got into a van, and when she emerged from the van in a different borough, she was walking.
And she's pretty.
She was walking straight.
She was pretty, too.
She had no crutches.
And she had on Uggs.
And then when they approached her again the next day, when she was back on Fifth Avenue, pretending to be hunched over and everything, the reporter just looked like an asshole because it looked like the reporter was nagging this handicapped woman.
Hey, why don't you stand up and walk straight like you did yesterday? What? Not only that, but the handicapped lady, they said that she was averaging 50 donations an hour.
Yep.
And each one is probably around. I mean, she probably averages $1 to $1.50 per donation. So she's making decent money.
Oh, yeah. Good money. Absolutely good money. Lily Heavenly and I used to do drag on the subways and sing, we made some pretty decent cash. But we were really working hard for that shit, though. We weren't pretending to be crippled. We actually are crippled. like these poor drag queens with these piss poor wigs.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't. I. If I was rich, I always wanted to do a study to see how much money I would end up giving out if I gave money to every single person who asked me for a dollar.
Hmm.
I always want to see how much money would I even have.
I wonder how much money worth in cigarettes I've given out.
I wonder how much money you spent in cigarettes. That's what I wonder. That's probably when you found that out number out, you would probably stab yourself right in the face and be like, oh.
I'll probably be so upset I'll smoke a cigarette.
There goes.
You know what?
75 cents.
Well, my next thing is I'm trying Chantix. I'm going home to Ohio for the next 10 days, and I'm going to go to my family doctor and have him prescribe me Chantix.
What is that?
It's the pill that helps you stop smoking. Basically, it blocks receptors in your brain, and it's like it basically makes you forget that you have a craving to smoke.
Why don't you just let me, like, lock you in a fucking room for a week?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, let's do that. No.
I mean, what if someone, like, you would stop smoking, probably?
No, I wouldn't.
How are you going to smoke in a room?
It doesn't matter. When I'd emerge, I'd still want to smoke.
Okay, 2 weeks.
I'd still want to smoke.
A month.
I was in jail for 3 months, mind you.
You smoked in there.
All right, you caught me.
Boom. I'm not slow, bitch. But yeah, I can do this. Just give me a key, an empty
studio. People who've never smoked always think they have the solution to smokers.
People who smoke think they have a solution
just
to smokers.
Just like skinny people think that they have the solution to fat people.
Well, some skinny people used to be
There's
fat.
Like, just stop eating. It's not that simple.
I will say, every smoker that I know who quit smoking, they're all like, I just quit.
What?
Like, almost all smokers I know who have successfully quit smoking, they're all like, I just quit. Or some of them say, I read the book. So they all, the answer either I read the book or I just quit.
I know a lot of people who did Chantix, and it just worked amazing.
I'll be the judge of that. I found something, by the way.
What?
Some amateur astronomers have discovered that there are some 42 alien planets. Discovered some 42 planets that could possibly be having alien life form on them.
What?
They discovered 42.
No, I heard you, but explain further. This is
well.
Weird.
What you need to be able to support life, they look for like water or in vegetation, and they found 42 planets that they believe have.
So they found water and Terry Schiavo on planets.
There you go, and vegetables.
That's crazy.
But they found, and there's one called PH2. Which is a moon of a planet that is kind of like Jupiter. But the thing is, Jupiter could never support life on it because it is so big that right. You would be crushed under the pressure of gravity. Like, if you went to Jupiter and landed down, you'd just be immediately flat like a pancake. It'd be like jumping off a building. So this moon of that planet has water and vegetation on it. And they believe it's kind of like Avatar. They believe that it looks like the movie Avatar. The land.
Now, how would they be able to see on that planet?
I have not even the slightest clue. I assume that they must be sending... I mean, I don't know. I'm not an astrologer.
Like, couldn't they just call that planet?
Just send an instant message? No, I mean, I'm not really sure how astronomers do their thing, but I imagine they might be doing things like sending out equipment that they just assume they're never going to get back.
Well,
and
of course,
sends back information.
You will never get it back. It took 2 years. It takes 2 years to get to Mars. It took 2 years to get rover to Mars.
You know what a light year is?
No. Well, no.
A light year is described as how long it takes for light to travel in one full year.
Okay.
Which means basically we can never travel a light year because nothing travels faster than light.
Right.
So in the time that it takes the light from the sun to reach some other random place, they get like a flicker of light. By the way, like a lot of the stars that we see are light years away, and a lot of times we don't realize it, but we'll be looking at a star that's been dead for decades.
Oh yeah, no, I knew
because
this.
We're still looking at because the image is still traveling to us. Meanwhile, the star itself is completely gone. It's kind of like if you stand across a football field and someone claps their hands, mm-hmm. They're clapping, and then 3 seconds later you hear the clap. You ever seen that?
But the sound is the speed of sound we can beat.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
I mean, I can run faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah, I'm sure. You notice what happens when...
I'm having troubles talking today. Are you hearing this?
I've noticed. I don't want to say anything.
It's like I've had a fucking stroke. I'm Dick Clark.
You know that that's what Concorde jets, they fly faster than the speed of sound.
Say that again?
Concorde jets, they fly faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever heard of Sonic Boom before?
Yes, they did an entire episode on Mythbusters. I'm such a Mythbusters geek.
I heard a sounding boom when I was like, and I can't remember. I just remember being freaked out because my whole house shook when that Concorde jet crashed, like 2003, maybe.
Too soon.
And I called my mom, and she's like, I heard it too. And I was like, you're at work and you heard it? I called my cousins. They were in Mississippi. I lived in Georgia.
Thought you were going to say Africa?
No. I'm sure I have cousins in Africa. But yeah, a whole like fucking two states away, they still heard it. That's crazy to me. But yeah, but that's so. I've always thought that like if I didn't have a purpose in life, which I obviously do, I would be like, you know what? Put me in a fucking spaceship and just send me out with a bunch of food, and I'll just go see how far I can go and just see what life is like out there.
Well, that's the problem.
Like, find someone who never wants to come back, or find someone who's comfortable being gone. But you can't leave.
I don't quite understand how they got rover to Mars as far as fuel goes. How do you fly something for 2 years?
Maybe it's between being energy powered, solar powered, and I have no clue.
Kids, you are getting educated here today.
There's also a chance that Rover never came back.
No, Rover is still there.
Yeah.
They can't bring Rover back. It's impossible.
Yeah, they just sent it. It's never coming back.
I mean, unless they found like a Hess station on Mars.
Is that a Sonico? Holy shit, it's a quick trip up here.
They're sitting in the gas station. I guess this is self-serve.
I was going to get some Bugles. Are these Bugles? Wow, these prices are still from the fit. Oh, you guys are behind
Bugles
us.
Are one of my favorite snacks, and you found something today very interesting.
Let me read this. So I found a list of discontinued snacks. Some of these were recently discontinued. Some of them were discontinued a while back. But some of these snacks you probably don't realize, you can't find them anywhere, and they just slip past your subconscious. Altoid Tangerine Sours. I loved those things.
Those were really good.
They were like these – but the thing about them is this. They used to give you diarrhea if you eat too many of them.
Really?
Yep.
I had no idea.
They gave you diarrhea if you ate too many of them, and I found that out the hard way. But yeah, I used to love the mango flavor. Butterfinger BBs. Were discontinued in 2006. By the way, the Altoid Tangerine Sour was discontinued in 2010.
Okay.
Butterfinger BBs discontinued 2006. I love those things.
That's really good. You know, as you're reading this list, I forget all these things exist, but continue.
Crispy M&Ms, no more.
I don't remember crispy. Oh, yes, I do. They were
crispy M&Ms.
They were like
wafers. Yeah,
yeah. Like they were like almost like bonbons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good example.
Totes.
That you can still get them in Europe, but nowhere in America. Surge soda is Dunsies.
Oh, I knew Surge was done.
That was 2003.
Yeah, that was huge in middle school. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like one of the original.
Surge is pre-crack.
Yeah, pre-Red Bull.
When you're like, if you're like, I'm going to start doing crack, you start off on Surge. Surge is a gateway drug.
You can actually, you can put some battery acid and some Sudafed in Surge and shake it, and it comes out meth. And now you know.
Tic Tac no longer sells cinnamon or spearmint flavors.
Don't miss it.
First of all, why would they keep their fruit flavors, which don't work, by the way, and get rid of cinnamon and spearmint?
I didn't mind cinnamon, but spearmint, for some reason, tastes like marshmallows. Am I crazy here?
The green ones?
No, oh, the green ones.
Some of the white ones.
Yeah.
No, the green ones were spearmint.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't miss them.
Snapple Elements. I don't know if you remember these or not.
No.
Snapple had drink. The one was called, one of them was called Diet Air.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's called Diet Air. Doesn't that sound exciting? Let me get some Diet Air. I had one called Volcano. And they were really
that
delicious.
Sounds great. Volcano.
I had one called Rain, and it was like cactus juice. It was phenomenal.
Hmm.
It was amazing. you can't really find, and you can no longer find Jell-O Pudding Pops.
I never cared for them.
Even with Bill Cosby's endorsements, no more Jell-O
pudding pops.
And pudding pops were discontinued in the 90s.
Yeah.
And finally, back to the subject at hand, 3D Doritos. Which were like Bugles.
Those
as
things,
Janice pointed
oh
out.
Oh my God. You know what was even more than 3D Doritos? Was the container that they came in, because they were great Tupperware.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, no, they were super Tupperware. You can even put, I mean, like, of course, I didn't think about this back then, but today they'd be great makeup brush kits.
Like, just think of the practical uses for this.
I bet you I could find those on eBay. I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna check into
that. You wouldn't want to eat them. They're old.
No, not the Doritos. I want the cases.
Don't fucking pay for that thing just for the case. Go buy a case. How much work can I go through just to get a subpar makeup brush case? How much hard work can I possibly must
I just want to know if I could find them and if I could actually purchase them, which I'm sure I could.
You know, I was under the assumption that if it can be found on the internet, I can find it.
You mean if it exists, you could find it on the internet? Is that what you mean to say?
No, if whatever you're looking for is on the internet and you can't find it, come to me and I can find it.
Okay, I challenge you then, because I work in visual display, and you would think, oh yeah, that's got to be out there. You would not believe how hard it is to resource some things that you would think is just so fucking simple.
Well, some things I can't necessarily find out how to get them, but I can just find them on the internet. If someone's like, where's that one clip of so-and-so, I'm like, give me a second. Boom. Here you go.
And there it is.
Like, internet research. I should look into doing this as a job. Internet research.
Oh, people pay good money for that shit.
I should not. That would be a...
They wouldn't call it internet research. They would call it resource.
Well, can I be fierce on resource?
Resourcing.
But yeah, I miss some of those snacks.
I definitely miss the 3Ds. I definitely do. And the BBs.
And what else is... I just miss all those. Not all of them. Some of them I didn't get. Oh, yeah, and also Planters cheese balls. No more.
Planter cheese. Don't remember them.
Cheese balls that came in the big can?
Mm-mm.
Well, they don't sell them anymore.
You know, I went into a pizza parlor, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, and they had RC Cola.
Do you remember back when Pepsi and RC both released clear cola?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was a colorfully cola. I don't remember tasting it.
Oh, I do. I remember tasting
it. Did it taste like cola?
I don't remember. I was like 10, but I do remember the clear cola. I totally do.
I remember 7-Up just released a drink called Retro. And it tastes like crap, crap, crap.
Do you remember Coca-Cola Black?
No.
It was Coca-Cola with coffee.
Ew.
It was gross, son.
I do remember.
Mad gross.
Red Bull, Blueberry Red Bull.
Don't remember it.
Which was okay. And Cola Red Bull.
Don't remember
Red
it.
Red Bull came out with a cola.
I don't remember that.
It kind of tastes like you just pour some Pepsi and some Red Bull. Which I think is what they did.
There used to be an energy drink that was discontinued. The government actually put a ban on it. And it was
meth.
It was called cocaine.
Yeah.
It was a drink called
That's
cocaine.
Horrible.
And when you drank it, it made your throat numb.
That's a horrible.
Like cocaine does.
They make cannabis lollipops.
What?
Get like cannabis flavored lollipops.
Cannabis flavored.
Marijuana flavored lollipops.
Oh, well.
Why would you want a lollipop that tastes like marijuana? I don't understand people who are like love the smell of marijuana. Like,
I don't get it either.
Ooh, yeah, that smell. No, it smells like onions. It's like a musty smell.
It smells like skunk. Disgusting skunk.
Oh no, not skunk. No, you ever smell skunk?
Yes.
Oh Jesus, skunk!
I had a dog in a backyard.
See, yeah, skunk. And the thing is, like, when a skunk dies, if you don't find the body, you will just be living with that smell for some while.
Yeah, I know.
If you get sprayed by a skunk, you know how to get rid of the smell?
They tested a lot of theories on Mythbusters, and there's a couple different things that work, but what's your solution?
The tomato bath.
Yeah, that's what they did, too.
Bathe in tomato sauce.
You know what it is? It's the acid from the tomato.
Don't you just take a lemon bath? So it could be cheaper.
Because that would destroy your skin.
It wouldn't destroy your skin. What do you think, lemons are made of battery acid?
They're not good for you.
Not that bad for you. I could bathe in lemons and still be beautiful.
They also say swimming in dead babies.
Nice. Did they test that on Mythbusters?
They did.
Nice. Who provided the babies?
You know.
Morgue. Were you using these babies? No, they're dead. All right.
I watch Mythbusters and I think to myself, what the fuck is their budget? They're so crazy.
Well, it's a really popular show. So.
It's a very popular show. Very popular show. It's like, you buy a car every fucking episode, you asshole.
Not always shitty cars, though. You can get a car for like $300 on the internet.
And we're just going to go over here and get some C4, fucking blow this shit up.
Yeah, the explosives are very expensive. I remember the time they had a half an airplane.
They tested
how you die on an airplane. If you cover your head,
yeah.
Will it snap your neck?
Yeah, it was the test of theory. It'll kill you quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Speaking of killing people, I'm just kidding. That's not a segue. Let's talk about Taylor Swift. She's back on the board.
Who'd she kill?
She didn't kill anybody except for her last relationship. It hasn't even been a month, and she has broken up with Harry Styles, One Direction star. And, she can't hold on to her relationship for shit.
She should have stayed with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well... Yeah, but they did a story. I think it was on Huffington Celebrity or TMZ or one of those one of the websites, and it was talking about why Taylor Swift can't keep a boyfriend. Harry Styles says that she just talked too much about her hobby, and her hobby is antiques. She wouldn't shut the fuck up about antiques. Always blah blah blah. I really like this old vase.
That should be her aunt Tika.
Aunt Tika.
This is my aunt. Her name's
right.
Tika. No, you know, as much as, like, I don't think it's anything that weird. It's kind of like, whenever I hear certain things in celebrities say them, I'm like, don't do this, or celebrities do them, it seems crazier. For example, back when Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj were fighting, had this big fight.
Yep.
I remember watching there's like a knockoff version of The View that Sharon Osbourne is on. The Talk.
The Talk.
It's called The Talk, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, they watch the fight, and then Sharon Osbourne is like, that Nicki Minaj has no clue who she's dealing with. She's completely out of her league. Mariah Carey has sold number one albums for blah, la 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 la. She should respect blah, la la la. And I'm like, no, yeah, you know what? Just because you fucking sell out an album doesn't mean you get to talk to me like shit. And I'm sure Mariah Carey is a total twat waffle and was treating Nicki Minaj like shit or whatever. Who knows what happened? But that was her whole premise, that Nicki Minaj shouldn't yell at Mariah Carey. Because she can sing well.
Because she was a legend. I just want to say, your Sharon Osbourne has become has come leaps and bounds.
Really?
It's don't that, push it.
And we're back a leap. You're still a bound for it, yes. But you're back a leap.
Yes. Yeah, because she's a legend. But
but she's probably a fucking bitch, man.
Who, Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Well, Nicki Minaj is probably too.
But she's a young girl. She's supposed to be
a
bitch.
Oh, well, so she gets a fucking excuse? You get a pass on this because you're a young girl.
Because she's too dumb to know any better. Mariah Carey's 57 years old, 12 kids.
I think Mariah Carey should just come out with a video called Ain't Nobody Got Time for That.
Did you see Up On My Face?
Mm-mm.
A video she did with Nicki Minaj?
Oh, this in 2010.
Back in 2010, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I saw a girl.
Bad song, too.
Well, what do you want?
So bad. Oh, so
you know,
so bad.
Like when kids sneak out of their house and their parents don't know about it?
Yeah.
This is what happened with Nicki Minaj, Mariah
Carey.
I never
did, by the way. You know I'm a good two-shoe.
They snuck out of the eye of their producers and songwriters, and they were like, let's do this song, and they released it. They were like, no, what are you doing? Oh,
that
shit.
That was bad.
Yeah, girl.
Bad news. You know, I never snuck out of the house once.
Really?
I skipped school one time. One time.
Oh, my God.
And I was really nervous about it. And my brother's friend, Angela, was like, all right, let's not go to school. And I was like, what if, like, someone finds out? And I was there, like, come on. And I was like, we spent the whole day, like, doing nothing.
Didn't it seem like the day was really long?
Oh, it was. I was like, I would much rather be at school. And I remember at one point they were watching porn. And I was like, why are you guys watching porn together, you fucking homos?
Okay, so I got to tell you this.
Who skips school to watch porn with their friends?
I only skipped school once, but I this is how I did it.
You're homeschooled?
No, when I was in
went to school to skip.
When I was in middle school, at recess, so we went out on the playground or whatever, and I just decided to walk off school property. So I walked off school property, and I just went walking around the neighborhood. But I was like walking around the back streets so no cops would stop me or anything or ask me any questions. And I think I went to a bodega and got some like shoestring liquors or something. And I remember thinking to myself that I wanted to make it back before or as school was being let out, so that way it would seem like I was there all day. And I swear to God, it felt like I had been out of school forever. Yeah. I thought, well, surely I'm just like, the school day has already ended, and I probably missed my bus. It was like, I probably missed a period, and it was just like social studies class was going on. They were like, Adam, where have you been? They were like, Frosty, where have you been?
Could you imagine, like, walking like, oh, you were gone. Anyway, Christopher Columbus. Wait a minute.
But I swear to God, I was gone. Maybe I was gone for an entire day, and I just didn't realize it.
Maybe you go for a whole day, you came back the next day after one period.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened.
No, but I thought you said you skipped because I know you're homeschooled. So I was like, what, do you just run away from home, wake up in the morning, and then come back at the end of the day?
No.
You know, until I met you, I always thought homeschool people were weird. Now I know.
I was going to say.
Now I know for a fact.
No, we're just smarter.
Statistically.
I graduated early. Did you know I have both my high school diploma and GED?
Oh, are you just collecting stuff these days?
Yeah, I have both of them.
And he also has a certificate that says that he can fix an engine.
I do. And I have a trophy that says I am Las Vegas' best driver 2007. You know, 2007? 2004. I can't remember.
You also have a trophy that says you are the cunt of the year.
I do. Speaking of which.
2012.
From the first annual Slammy Awards and the second annual Slammy Awards for
Slam.
The Slam Awards.
We're being sued by the
Glammies.
The Slammy Awards from WWE. You know WWE has Slammy Awards?
They do. But the second annual is coming up next Monday for the worst in nightlife business. And I'm super excited about it. What are some of the categories, Kitten?
Oh, gee.
Because every year they have the Glammy Awards, or the Glam Awards now, which celebrate the best in nightlife business. And I've been nominated once for Breakthrough Artist of the Year, and Kitten and I this past year were nominated for Best Duo or Group. We are best duo or group. And so Kitten has decided to start throwing the annual Slam Awards.
The categories are Best Nightlife Meltdown, i.e., that one time so-and-so got her wig snatched off by so-and-so, or that one time so-and-so, you know, fell off the stage. And then there's Worst Beat on a Drag Queen, which is Worst Makeup. Most Likely to Shop at Strawberry, which is the worst dress. Best Hole in the Wall, which is like a bar that isn't that nice, but you go there anyway. Most Drunken Mess, no need to explain. Filling Your Own Fantasy. This is one of my favorites. This is when you believe in yourself despite the fact that almost no one else believes in you. That is the Fill Your Own Fantasy Award. Best Public Fighter Breakup, obviously. Best Show to Sleep During. Maybe You Should Lip Sync. Are You Even Trying? Most Watered Down Drinks from a Bar. Most Likely to Be Paid to Put Your Clothes Back On, which is for, like, sad go-go boys. Hot Training Mess of the Year. And Cunt of the Year.
Last year, I won Cunt of the Year.
True that.
I did. I won the first one.
Let me see if I can find the winners from last year.
I think it's Ari Kiki and me.
Exactly. You and Ari Kiki raking in all the titles.
It's an absolutely interesting. It's an amazing show. It goes so smoothly. It's a lot of fun. And everybody knows that we just do it in fun. And nobody leaves with their feelings hurt. And if they do, fuck them.
Best Nightlife Meltdown last year was Tina Burner getting drugged up on Oxycontin and booze and flipping over table in excess, then getting fired. That was probably the highlight of the night. Worst Beat on a Drag Queen, Ari Kiki. Most Likely Type of Strawberry, meaning Worst Dress, Paige Turner. Best Hole in the Wall, Ari Kiki, which is like, I don't even know how she managed that, but she won Best Hole in the Wall. Most Drunken Mess, Tina Burner. Best Show to Sleep During with the Glammy Awards and Honey Makes the World Go Round, which actually technically neither of those shows exists. It's now the Glam Awards, and Honey Davenport doesn't have a show anymore. Well, not at that bar anymore. Mahogany, Are You Even Trying? Most Watered Down Drinks Go to Industry. Most Likely to Be Paid to Put Your Clothes Back On with Ari Kiki. It was Azrae, I mean. Hot Training Mess, Ari Kiki. Cunt of the Year, Frosty Flakes. Boom!
Bam.
So let's see how it all pans out this year.
I'm excited. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town for the actual Slam Awards, but maybe I'll come in via something.
What, via airplane?
Via airplane.
Crash right to the... I just want to say...
I just want to say that I had the best music video of the year.
I'm going to drink all of your Mango Madness.
I have two more stories on the board before we get to Queen and Hottie of the Week.
I have another story, too.
Okay.
So you do one, I do one, and you do one.
Okay. I'll end with my favorite one, then. First up, Charlie Sheen. Do you remember last week we were talking about how one of Justin Bieber's paparazzi died, or was struck by a car and died?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen put up $12,000 to pay for his funeral.
How sweet.
Just doesn't know the guy. Here's $12,000.
That's nice.
It's super nice. Make Justin Bieber feel like shit.
I mean, Justin Bieber didn't do anything bad. All he was doing was just being Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's bad enough.
Next, I always feel bad. Like, whenever Justin Bieber goes, he would get kicked out of malls because he would go to the mall, and he'd be like, I'm tweeting, I'm going to the mall, and the mall would just get, you couldn't even move.
Yeah.
And people were like, you can't come back to this mall anymore, Justin Bieber, sorry. And he was like, I'm just fucking being me, man. What do you want from me? The Beatles did the same thing. Beatles were banned from countries. NSYNC, too. NSYNC got banned from several countries.
Really?
Because when they go into the country, it was just too crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Back when NSYNC was like the fucking...
Now if NSYNC goes anywhere, nobody gets two shits.
Girl, NSYNC, you can't even pay people to go see NSYNC these days.
Believe me. But yeah, no, Charlie Sheen put up $12,000, and I thought it was really nice of him. So, just worth noting, what's your story?
So when I die, maybe he'll put up some money for me too.
Maybe, if you're
fake. Or I'll fucking wrap his body up in fake leather and throw him in the closet.
If you harass Justin Bieber... Maybe he'll pay for it.
I'll make an effort. The America pageant was just held.
Oh, okay.
We now have a new Miss America. Now this Miss
is America, it Roxy Brooks?
It's not Roxy Brooks. No, believe it or not, she didn't even make it past prelims. They spotted that Adam's apple from a mile away. What they have is she's from Brooklyn. Her name is Marilee Hagan. She studied at FIT.
She is a drag queen.
She studied at FIT at. So communication. Here's the thing. Did you realize when you win Miss America, you're not actually winning money? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You win a scholarship.
To?
It's, I don't know. It's a $50,000 scholarship to wherever.
Can I get like a Starbucks gift card?
I'm like, seriously. First of all, I'd be like, I've already been to college. I went to fucking FIT. That was expensive enough as it is. And now you're telling me I have to go back to school again?
What is some bullshit if it was just like the scholarship to the United Negro College? Just like,
There is no United Negro College. You just made that college up.
I want to tell you, if you never said anything, 75% of the white people listening to this podcast would have been like, yeah.
They wouldn't know any better?
No.
You know, I used to tell people, when I used to have dreadlocks, I would tell white people that I dyed my hair. They're like, how did you get the tips of your hair blonde? And I always say, oh, I just crush up nuts and berries and I lay in the sun. I'd always say that. And I would never even tell them that I was faking. They'd be like, so they're... There are white people out there right now who believe that if you crush up nuts and berries in black people's hair, it will bleach it completely blonde. Whenever I used to drag queen,
I've seen it before. Trust me.
Whenever I did drag queen, people were like, "Oh my god, I love your lashes." I'd always say the same thing. Oh, just put peanut butter on your lashes every night before you go to sleep, and they just grow. The protein helps them grow.
And there's like fucking Mary in Wisconsin putting fucking peanut butter on her eyelashes every night. You're an asshole.
I think also the other thing I said, whenever people are like, "Your eye makeup is so perfect. How do you get it?" I'm always like, "It's a sticker. It's just one big sticker." It's not about Dwayne Reed. So probably Dwayne Reed be like, "Where's the sticker?"
Like,
but
mean.
She had one. It was like really, it had glitter. Where's the sticker? It's just a sticker. Lick on tattoo. You lick the back and just rub it on.
What other drama surrounds Miss America?
Anyway, Miss DC will be undergoing a double mastectomy to make sure she does not fall victim to breast cancer like her mom and her grandma.
I remember reading that. Yes,
she's getting both her titties chopped off.
I know. That's so sad.
Unlike Miss Reagan, Nancy Reagan had one titty chopped off.
Yeah.
I mean, getting your titty chopped off isn't really that sad of a deal. I mean, if she gets to live.
You have titties.
Hopefully she'll
get rid of them.
I mean, hopefully she'll get to live, and then she can get breast implants, and they'll be right back to normal.
Can you?
Even better. Yeah.
Can you, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You
can definitely, after you get a mastectomy, you can 100% get implants.
Well, that's good. That's good anyway.
I know someone whose mom got a mastectomy, and she got implants.
Well, that's good. Because I wasn't sure about that, whether or not you could actually get implants after you get them chopped
out.
I
don't know if you can get them right away, but you can definitely get them. And a lot of people do. Most women do, actually. I mean, here's the thing. If I was getting a double mastectomy, if I was skinny, which I don't feel like if I was a woman, I'd be skinny. I wouldn't be fat, but I'd just be a curvy woman. You know what I mean? Don't say anything. Don't come for me, bitch. No, if I was a skinny woman, I probably wouldn't get a boob job. But if I was a big girl, I'd be like, well, I need something to even out these hips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just because I don't want to go under the knife more than I have to.
And I want to get as much Oxycontin as possible.
Give me the drugs.
Can we break the surgery up? Can we do like one boob now and another boob when my prescription runs out?
And just put another one on my back just for fun. Miss Iowa, by the way, has Tourette syndrome.
Shut the fuck up.
Miss Iowa has
Tourette. No, I'm sorry. I have Tourette syndrome.
Miss Iowa, please tell us how you plan to make the world a better place. I personally believe, motherfucking cocksucking, no titties on Miss DC. Sorry. Wow. Wow. Could you imagine? Chop your fucking titties off. Speaking of making retarded comments, Miss Montana is the first autistic contestant to ever compete in Miss America.
No.
Miss Montana is...
What is going on with the Miss America pageant?
No, bitches got no titties. Bitches just screaming. Bitches are from Brooklyn, which means they're just screaming. Bitches are autistic, which means they're just screaming. Everyone's screaming. This bitch is screaming because she don't have titties. Other one's screaming because she's from Brooklyn. She's screaming because she's autistic. And she's screaming because she has Tourette syndrome.
Girl.
Everyone's just fucking screaming like assholes at the Miss America pageant.
At fucking like noon, they have to shut the whole pageant down for nap time. Medication and nap time. That's really shitty.
I want to see a picture of Miss Montana and see if she looks autistic.
I want to see a picture of Miss Tourette syndrome.
That's what.
I want to know.
And by the way, Miss America, she tap danced for a talent, which I believe is really fierce.
I thought that is really fierce. I want to know what the girl who has Tourette syndrome. I want to know her tick is, because everybody with Tourette syndrome, they have different tics. The most common one being shouting obscene words, but Tourette syndrome doesn't just have to mean that.
I don't know if that's the most common one, if that's the most popular one. Autistic. She's pretty.
Oh, very. Her eyes don't look too far apart.
She doesn't have Down syndrome. She's autistic.
Okay.
Usually when someone's autistic, you can't even tell until you start talking to them. And you're like, oh yeah, you're autistic.
No, she looks great. She looks really good.
I'm going to show you. I think this is what you were thinking.
No, I know the difference.
Everyone with Down syndrome, they all kind of look similar.
Why did you have to type in babies?
I didn't. I love typing Down syndrome, and babies are the first thing that pop up.
Oh, they're adorable. See? By the way,
that baby does not have Down syndrome. Just doesn't.
Adorable. But looking through this, I have to state this. It is, in my opinion,
look at this cute little kid. Look at her.
Are glasses not the cutest thing on children?
Yeah, they're really adorable.
Thank you. This is what I was going to say. The cutest thing in the world is babies with glasses. Fucking adorable. Fucking adorable. I just want to eat them.
That's funny, the baby in a three-piece suit.
Not funny. Adorable.
No, a baby in a three-piece suit is pretty adorable. Give it a little briefcase.
A little Rolex watch. A little baby prop him up on the train station. He's just waiting for the train to come. Look at his watch. God.
That's amazing. All right. So the last story that I want to bring up is I'm really excited about this. Justin Timberlake is finally recording a new album.
Oh, my God. I also... Oh, that doesn't really excite me, but you just reminded me of something that's really exciting. So we'll talk about Justin Timberlake first. He's okay.
He was great. Okay. He was my music between the ages of... He did two albums in a decade. So right around
the ninth grade.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I guess so.
What goes around, goes around, goes around, goes around, goes back around.
I like him better as an actor, to be honest.
He is very funny. He's good.
He's not. I don't know if he's very funny or if it's just funny that he's Justin Timberlake.
No, he's really good. Have you ever seen him on Saturday Night Live?
Yep.
He's better than any cast member.
No, you have lied. Any cast member?
That's on right now.
Nope.
That's on right now?
Nope.
Can you name a cast member that's on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Who?
What's her name? This is going to drive me crazy. She's the one who does Penelope.
No, she's not on Saturday Night Live anymore. Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig is not on Saturday Night Live anymore?
No.
Oh, then
there's no funny people on Saturday
Night
Live.
Oh, then I have no clue who's on the show.
I mean, Keenan is kind of funny.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. Steve Harvey is hilarious.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig is one of the funniest fucking people. Why does she not? How does Nick Kroll get his own show before Kristen Wiig got her own show?
She has better things up her sleeve, I'm sure.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just
she's going to get a $100 million a year deal in Vegas.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. She's brilliant.
I can't wait for Justin Timberlake to come out with music. I'm super stoked.
I mean, I'll listen to it. If it's good music, I'll be jazzed about it.
I will totally download the album.
I just feel like he's not really where music is right now.
Even if he released music that sounded like his old shit, I would still listen to it because I really liked it.
Well, I will say
Dirty Pop.
How about the fact that Destiny's Child is recording an album?
Okay. Did you listen?
About to what?
Did you listen to their first single?
Oh, it's out already?
There is a song that is out.
Did it get leaked or what?
I don't know if it got leaked or whatever, but it's not good. It's very boring.
Well, I will say this. I want to say that I told the world that Destiny's Child will be performing at the Super Bowl. I was like, I promise you.
Did they report that they are?
No. I'm still off of no knowledge or anything, but I'm pretty sure they are. There's no way they're not. After recording an album, why would they not show up?
Okay, but here's the thing. So everybody knows Beyonce is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, but there's no reports of Michelle or Kelly being there. So we have a theory that, of course, they're going to be there and they're going to perform a song, but don't pull some, we're going to sing something off our new album bullshit, because I don't like that.
Well, of course they're going to.
Oh, don't do that.
Just like Madonna sang her new stuff, and then she gave you Life as a Mister, like a prayer. She was like, I'm going to do all my new stuff. Girls gone wild. Them girls gone wild. Now what you really came for. Boom. Life is a mystery. Still agreed. Yeah, yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Love him.
I love him too, but out of nowhere. Like, see, okay.
And a big, he wears drag queen costumes.
He does.
He wears drag queen costumes.
You can't keep him out of girl clothes.
It's hard. He did drag at Patti LaBelle tribute show.
Really?
Not like real drag. He was just wearing a Patti LaBelle outfit with some Patti LaBelle hair, but he still had like a full goatee and everything. Kind of funny.
So I reminded you of another story that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, Destiny's Child. That was what it was.
Oh, okay, Destiny's Child. All right, perfect. So you know what this brings us to?
What, boo-boo?
Now we're going to go off to imaginary land. Take us there, trolley.
Yeah, take it to Charlie from Candyman.
No, I was doing Mr. Rogers.
Full of good and goodness and good things.
Meow, 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 meow.
And niceness.
That's Mr. Rogers.
Charlie. Charlie. Sean the non-believer.
Sean.
Sean.
All right. It's time to name our Queen and Hottie of the Week. Hit it.
Queen of the Week. Queen of the Week. Queen of the Week.
Yeah, you fucked that up, bitch. Frosty Flakes, who is our Queen of the Week?
Well, this week we're doing a little something different. Usually a Queen of the Week is an actual drag queen. But to be Queen of the Week, you don't have to be just a drag queen. You just have to be a queen. So this week's Queen of the Week is none other than a avid listener of Coffee with Queens and an avid promoter of both Kitten with Whip and Frosty Flakes, Stacey Burris.
Woo.
Stacey Burris is a dear friend of mine from back in Ohio. I met Stacey by doing community theater when I was growing up back in Chardon, Ohio. And she was very involved in the community theater. And at one point, she was even president of the theater. And Stacey and I are friends on Facebook. And she listens to Coffee with Queens. And she also promotes it on her Facebook. And she always likes our pictures. And she always makes lovely comments. And I always just love her comments on our Facebook wall. And right now, she has a daughter that's going off to college very soon, and you can see the stress all over her Facebook, so I thought it would just be nice to give a shout-out to Stacey because I absolutely love her. She's been an inspiration to me my entire life, especially in my youth. So I thought I would just say, Stacey Burris, you get the honor of being Coffee with Queens Queen of the Week.
Boom.
Shakalaka.
And let's find out who is our Hottie of the Week. Hit it!
Hottie of the week, yeah.
Kitty witty weepy.
What?
Who is our hottie of the week?
Our hottie of the week is none other than New York City photographer and go-go maniac, Vincent Vega.
Wait a minute, he's a photographer?
And a go-go boy. And he's very good at both of them.
This is absolutely crazy. I actually just checked out a lot of his work, and he is quite phenomenal.
And quite pretty.
Oh my God, are you kidding? He's gorgeous.
Oh, his body is to die for. I think he actually killed someone for this body. Look at him.
Oh, I see it, girl.
Pretty man. But yeah, Vincent Vega is a really good photographer. He dances at F-Word at Splash, and I believe he dances at like that freak party at G-Lounge. And he's an amazing photographer. He's photographed Ivy Winters from the upcoming season of RuPaul's Drag Race. He's photographed Faya Myra, who is a great activist and world traveler, if I've ever met one. And he's also just a really fucking nice guy. So, boom. Vincent Vega, you are this week's Hottie of the Week. Boom.
Congratulations. So, Kitten.
What?
There's been something I wanted to been talking to you about.
Talk to me.
I want to talk to you about these pills you're taking.
I need them.
You don't need them.
Frosty, I need them. I need them instead. I need them.
You don't need them, Kitten.
I'm so excited.
You can't sing.
I'm so excited.
Kitten, you really can't sing.
I'm scared.
No, Kitten, you really can't sing.
Yeah, I know. I sounded good that time, though, right?
I need these to sing. You can't sing.
Zach!
You can't sing, Jesse.
I saw Jesse Spano at a Broadway show one time.
Wait, was she performing?
In the audience.
Oh, in the audience?
Looks like it crazy. But yeah, I turn around and Jesse Spano with that same fucking hair.
No, with the kinky hair?
Yep.
Work.
I think that's just her hair.
Well, she, yeah, but I like in old, like in newer pictures where she's older, she always has it flattened.
Oh, yeah, but I think she just naturally has kinky hair. Jesse Spano, I can't remember the show I saw. It was some straight play, but it was a really good show though.
I wouldn't have been able to pay attention. I would have been obsessed in the fact that Jesse Spano was behind me.
I was like, Jesse fucking Spano. What the fuck are you doing here
with your horse face?
That's what I heard. Be like, I'm so.
You know what I would have done? I would have turned around and did this. I would have done the move from Showgirls.
I feel like she would have been like, all right. That's enough.
Yeah, I know. I get it, faggot.
You think people who like that are ever get sick of like seeing, like, you think MC Hammer hates people like, look, like starts fucking doing the running man and seeing, ha ha, ding, ha, hammer, I da, am. Na, hammer. Na, na, na. You think John River hates people like, can we talk?
Oh my God. Everybody hates that shit.
Can we talk?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we can talk. What? What do you want to say?
What?
Let's just say what. Yeah, let's talk. They're like, I just want to do my Joan Rivers impersonation. But don't tell me Liza Minnelli loves it when you go, wonderful.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
I bet Liza's like, what? Shit.
You're just knocking shit over now. Do you think Liza likes it when people go up to her and be like, your mom is dead?
Probably doesn't hurt anymore.
No.
And it probably doesn't happen that often.
I don't think it ever hurt because she's just so numb from all the drugs.
Can we talk about the booze, Liza? Let's talk about the booze. Liza will outlive Cher. I'm saying it now. Boom.
One more time?
Liza will outlive Cher. Watch what I say.
Shut the fuck up.
You don't think so?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, this just in, Liza Minnelli's dead. You like that?
This just in 5 minutes ago. Cher.
No, don't do it.
Is dead. That'd be a great name for a play. Cher is dead.
That'd be funny if we each had a plan.
I mean, you can get to Liza easier than I can get to Cher, though.
Yeah, probably.
So it's not really fair. Bear in mind, too, that Liza Minnelli is... They're the same age. They're both 66.
And who's in better shape?
Well, Liza is a fucking drug addict. What do you want from her? But Liza, if Liza has shown you one thing that she can endure, that's what she's shown you. She, when other bitches, when Amy Winehouse kicked the bucket at, what, 27?
Yep.
Liza's like, no, I'll be doing drugs until I die. Well, just like you, but I'll just live longer.
She better do it.
Liza. Lady. You gotta love Liza Minnelli.
Oh, I love Liza.
And Tina.
I love old Liza.
And Tina Turner will outlive both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
She's built like a shit brick house.
Yeah, you're right. She's
like in her 70s. She's older than them both. She's like 72. Cher is 66.
Did you know there's a discrepancy?
Sherilyn Sarkazian.
There's a discrepancy on Wikipedia on how old Charo is between 10 years.
Really? They're
like, we're not sure if she's 61 or 71. And it's just like, you look at Charo and it's like, it's very clear she's 71. It's very clear.
Coochie, 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 coochie. I love Charo. She's so funny.
She's silly. But yeah, there's a discrepancy on Wikipedia. Nobody knows. It's like a 10-year difference. Maybe 61, maybe 71. We're not sure, guys.
That's hilarious. Charo, she's something else. She's been on RuPaul's Drag Race like a few times.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, she's an iconic drag queen. What do you want?
Honey, Charo, coochie, coochie, coochie.
Are you reading her Wikipedia now?
Yeah, they're trying to say that they're going to go with 61, is what they're saying.
They're going with 61? No way.
Whenever
look at her face.
Up.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She has either great genes or a great plastic surgeon, but you can't look at her face.
Oh, she's undergoing plastic surgery, but I've always thought she looked like Fergie.
I think you're just looking at the hair.
No, Charo and Fergie look alike.
I guess.
I bet there's someone out there believes it already. Nope, just me. I'm the first one. I typed it in. It doesn't exist already. Charo and Fergie, they just look alike to me.
Hmm.
Tell me it's not Fergie.
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
She's in great shape. Her body's amazing. Do you know, by the way, that Charo is a classically trained guitarist?
Yes.
Like, she's bananas on a guitar.
Yeah, haven't you ever seen her play the guitar on YouTube?
Nah, I saw it on Good Morning America.
Oh, okay.
Back when I used to watch TV.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit.
It's funny.
Big ass titties anyway and everything.
Yep. Just playing the guitar.
Frosty.
Kitten.
We're coming to the end of our show.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family.
What is that?
M-I-C. See you real soon. K-E-Y.
Oh, Mickey Mouse?
Why? Because we love you. M-O-U-S. Everybody down! He's got a gun! Shit!
What is this? What is that in reference to?
Nothing. I'm just being an asshole.
Oh. Whenever I think I say, now the end is near, and so I face my final curtain, from here to there, from there to here, blah booby doo, reeb gooby dooby.
I like that one, but the one I like better than is, all you ladies pop your pussy like this.
I also love, if nobody told you they love you today, it's because you're an asshole. Good night.
Hey. Thank you.